A Christmas outreach proves successful in India. Unprecedented poverty in Haiti drives thousands to slavery. And how many buckets does it take to bring peace in Sudan? These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. We begin today in India, where Christians are being threatened or attacked for their faith almost daily. And despite that, many are still turning to Christ. Hindus are fearful that Christians will dominate, and that fear is causing tension. But that's not stopping the work of Pastor Singh in the city of Vijayawada. Brother Singh has a vision.
To reach out 1,000 children in the slums and on the streets, the homeless and destitute peoples, and also plant as many churches as possible. Right now, the Lord is increasing our work. 30-plus churches are already planted.
He wants to plant hundreds more, but he needed help. He got it through E3 Partners. Early last month, E3 trained and helped local Christians lead about 500 people to Christ. And that training allowed Singh and fellow believers to hold Christmas campaigns in three areas of the city.
First day, 150 people came. Second day, more than 200 people came. Third day, almost it was the 500 people. So we see that hundreds are responding to the gospel, giving their life to Jesus.
Pray that these new believers begin discipleship training. Next, unprecedented poverty levels have driven almost 250,000 Haitian children into slavery. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, parents get desperate when they can't feed or clothe their children.
And when you're watching your child starve and you're wanting to feed the rest of them that are there, this looks like a good deal. And so they take it, not realizing that that child is literally going to be worked to death.
Meanwhile, the struggling economy in the U.S. has left for Haiti scrambling to meet people's desperate physical needs, all the while sharing the love of Christ. Consider how you could help.
We'll have to make some adjustments, but through prayer and faith, I see things looking up. I have a very positive attitude about the impact that we'll be able to make with whatever we receive.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Oppressive new religion laws took effect in Azerbaijan and Tajikistan January 1st. Uncooperative officials prevented most churches from meeting the deadline to re-register, so now the churches are facing illegal status. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's unclear how strictly that law will be enforced.
Certainly if they refuse registration, they could basically close congregations down and impose pretty stiff penalties in the worst-case scenario. In the best-case scenario, unless they agree to actually fully repeal these statutes, I think we need to just hope and pray that even though they're on the books, these things won't be enforced.
Believers in these two countries need the prayers and financial support of their brothers and sisters in the West.
Regardless of what happens in these countries, the churches still have their marching orders from the Lord. It's to proclaim the gospel. And no matter what man does, they're going to continue to proclaim the gospel.
And more young boys could be exploited as Sudan faces possible war in 2011. Partners International's Carlos Calderon says they'll work to protect youth in 2010.
We're building with the African Inland Church, Sudan, in reaching out to this whole generation of child soldiers.
AIC Sudan provides education to prevent military exploitation of children. Partners also works with AIC Sudan to help refugees of past violence.
Partners International is privileged to be one of the very few organizations sending them ongoing provisions.
In refugee camp raids, militants murder, rape, and steal. Shooting holes in refugees' buckets doesn't seem like a big deal.
But it's so cruel to those who survive. They leave them without the means to even purify their water.
Partners provides hope with new buckets and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
When you come up with a busload of buckets, for them is life.
We can give you more details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.